This is Nick Adkins at Nick is in PDX with Health Innovation Media. We're on the ground in San Francisco at DocSF 18. I'm with Eliav Shaked from RediSpec. It's good to see you, Eliav.
Good to see you too.
Tell me about what you're doing, man.
All right. Well, we're a medical imaging company, Toronto-based, developing a non-invasive eye scanner for early detection of Alzheimer's disease pathology so that clinicians could intervene with emergent therapeutics early when there's a chance of actually impacting this devastating disease.
Wow. And so what's been like the most exciting thing that you've seen today here at DocSF? I mean, what was the one thing that you're like, wow, that's awesome? Not to put you on the spot, but...
No, that's great. I mean, the guys here at Also VR, I went to their demo, and it was really, really interesting to show the conversions of all those different technologies and how it's really accelerating education, accelerating the training, and how it's really making a huge impact in terms of innovation in that space.
So with RediSpec, are you a new company or a startup? You've been around for a while. What's the story?
So we're a small startup. Started out of Singularity University. Daniel Kraft was my mentor. Still my mentor.
That's a good mentor.
It is. It's a great mentor. And back in Singularity, it's been a while. 2.5 years ago. Time flies. I was introduced to the epidemic proportions of Alzheimer's disease, and at the same time, also a family friend was diagnosed with the disease. My background is I'm a biomedical engineer by training.
Did you say biomagical?
Biomedical. Okay. Biomagical is pretty awesome. I wish I would study that. But biomedical engineering by training, and I was basically very moved and decided to do something about it and develop RediSpec, which is converging basically retinal imaging and hyperspectral imaging and machine learning in order to identify Alzheimer's disease neuropathological changes in the eye as proxies for brain pathology, so that we could enable early intervention that will accelerate therapeutics that will actually create impact in that sense.
Yeah, and so the studies I've seen, it says Alzheimer and dementia is pretty much an epidemic, isn't it?
It's an epidemic. It's about 44 million right now worldwide. And actually, that number is going to explode soon with the accelerating aging population and the baby boomers. The problem is that by the time we diagnose Alzheimer's today, it's already too late. It's already affecting the way we think. It's already affecting the way we reason. And if you can think about it, like trying to lower your cholesterol level only after having a heart attack, this is where the Alzheimer's is today. But it doesn't have to be this way. Researchers now understand that the disease developed about 15 years before the emergence of clinical symptoms, which opens a window of opportunities and intervention. And fortunately for us, this is how RediSpec came to be. The same biomarkers that determine the biology of the disease also reside in the retina and the optic nerve as an extension to the brain, as a window to the brain. So this is exactly what we're doing. We're developing an eye scanner, and we're focused on identifying Alzheimer's neuropathological indicators in a matter of seconds, and for this to be adopted in scale.
It sounds like great work, and I'm going to follow your success. So thank you for stopping by.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity.